At this time, I will call the Siskiyou County Planning Commission regular meeting of June 16th, 2021 to order. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Okay, Commissioner Hart?
Here.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Commissioner Mello?
Here.
The records will show that Commissioners Lindler and Fowle are absent.
Approval of the minutes of May 19th, 2021.
I so move.
Commissioner Hart hadn't arrived at the time that we...
Need a second?
Yes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Does anybody wish to speak on an item not on the agenda? C9.
I have one online, please. I believe it's Ms. Marsh.
Yes.
This is Ann Marsh. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. You have 3 minutes.
Yes. I just want to bring to the Planning Commission's attention the fact that we here in Scott Valley are very concerned because Peter Pink Orchard Camp has not yet, to my knowledge, and I haven't spoken with the Deputy Director of Planning recently, but has not brought forward their new application. I understand that there's so much traffic going up there on South Kidder Creek Road that it's becoming very concerning for the residents there. And I'd like to see that lot board not be allowed to become what has happened with J.H. Ranch and them. So if you, Chair, could bring that to the attention of planning staff, perhaps we could get that furthered now instead of waiting until later. Thank you very much for accepting my comments.
Thank you.
Any other?
If there's anybody else on the line that would like to speak, please press *9, and I have an individual named Pam.
Yes, well, I just need a clarification. I was reading over past documents, and can you tell me if the moratorium on vacation rentals is in effect or not? Did it pass by the Board of Supervisors on short-term vacation rentals?
Through the chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
So staff is prepared to respond. No, the short-term vacation rental moratorium has not been adopted by the board. It is tentatively scheduled for the July 6th board meeting for the first reading.
All right, thank you.
Can I have her last name, please?
Pam, can I please get your last... Oops, sorry. Can I please go ahead and have you unmute again and let us know what your last name is?
Yes, Pamela Peck, P-E-C-K.
Thank you. Oops. All right, anybody else online that would like to speak, please press *9. Seeing none.
Okay. Conflict of interest. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the Commission should be given to the clerk of the Commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the Commission at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the Commission.
Through the chair.
Sir.
I would like the record to note that Commissioner Fowle has joined the meeting via teleconference.
Thank you. Public hearing protocol is listed on the agenda. The right of appeal statement. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on the weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the proposed project in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Changes to the agenda.
Yes, we have one change to the agenda. The Islander Use Permit UP21-02 is going to be continued to the July Planning Commission meeting. Public hearing notices will be reissued as per standard protocol. In addition, a public comment was received relating to that item last night, forwarded to the commissioners this morning, requesting to be read. That public comment will be read when the item is heard.
Thank you. Under new business, the RICS use permit UP-21-05. Staff report.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. Today we have Russell RICS requesting a use permit approval to allow short-term rental use of an existing single-family dwelling. The property is located at 1102 Darlene Court in the community of Mount Shasta. It is an approximately 2.8-acre parcel with an approximately 1,648 square foot single family dwelling with an attached garage. The property is within the Rural Residential Agricultural Zoning District, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both the Building Department and the Environmental Health Department. Three bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters. Based on the square footage of these bedrooms, up to 10 guests could be accommodated. However, the septic system is designed for a maximum of 6 persons. Therefore, the maximum permitted occupancy is 6. 4 parking spaces are required for this proposed rental. The spaces are in the garage and on the driveway. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments have been received. Environmental Health and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Any questions of staff at this time? Seeing none, I will open the public hearing. Does anybody wish to speak on this item?
If you have called into this meeting and would like to speak on this item, please press star 9 to raise your hand. Seeing none.
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Pretty straightforward.
I'll entertain a motion.
I move we adopt resolution PC 2021-015, a resolution of the Planning Commission
of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the RICS use permit UP-21-05 and determining the project in sequence.
I'll need a second.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comments? Let the record show that I visited the site. This is a voice vote, I do believe. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Commissioner Fowle, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on. Any old business? None. Items for discussion? Direction? Miscellaneous. The next regular planning commission meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, July 24, 2021 at 9 a.m. Correspondence. Staff comments.
Yes, staff does have one comment. Planning Director Kirk Skierski, first I would like to apologize to the commission for my absence at last month's planning commission meeting. Something came up and I was assisting our code enforcement officer out in the field. Unfortunately, time got away from me and I wasn't able to make the meeting. And secondly, I would like to just basically thank and identify the great work that Senior Planner Rachel Jarrett did. Not working on the project, stepped up to the plate and took over the meeting without a planning director there. So thank you very much to our senior planner for taking initiative and stepping up when I couldn't.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for doing what you're doing. You be careful when you're out there, bud. Okay, any other comments? This meeting stands adjourned. That might be a record.